Let's go back to the last line of Vavamud Beis, to the two dots. Okay, so very quickly, where we stand is there are three special karbanot that are mentioned in Horiyot. The first barak deals primarily with Parhelem Dever Shel Tzibur, which is the unique karban that's brought if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in Psak, and the majority of Klal Yisrael, however that's understood, follows the Psak. The second barak deals with the Par Kohen Mashiach, the power of the Kohen Gadol, which is unique because he sort of fills the role of both Beit Din and the people in the sense that he needs to paskin for himself, mistakenly, and follow his own psak. And then he's chayav. And then you have in the third perek, the korban from this week's parsha, from Dalid Chav Bet, the korban of the Nasi, of the Melech, where for him he has a special korban, not if he paskins incorrectly based on a psak, but simply if he paskins incorrectly, if he violates a sin for which you're kind of a chatat, he brings a special type of a chatat by dint of his personal status. So that's where...
No psak authority.
What? Not based on psak authority, exactly. And we talked about yesterday that the lamdo seems to be because Kohanim, as we know, have a certain role, maybe unique role in psak, and therefore... it makes sense to have their special karban depend on psak, while the melech, so you could have made an argument that the melech does also, right? Meaning Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech asks for his gift from God, people misquote it. They say he asked for a gift of wisdom. It's not true. He asked for the gift of wisdom to judge. So you could have said that maybe even the melech has some role in psak, but that's not the way the Torah seems to take it. So let's move on from there. So we pick up at the two dots on the bottom, then above Amud Beis, where the Gemara was in the middle of establishing this rule that for the Kohen Gadol, you need both factors, him to paskin and to make the mistakes. So the Gemara says, Meizid Vasa Shogi, Minani Mili, how do you know? Ditan Rabbanan, Lashman Ha'am, because the Pasuk says, for the sin of the people, which teaches you, Hare Mashiach Kitzibor, that in a certain sense, that the Kohen Gadol is like the people, meaning, it's not enough to just have the Psak, like the Beit Din, he needs to also sin. Valo Dinu, and it makes sense. Tzibor Mutza Michal Yachid, U Mashiach Mutza Michal Yachid. The Tzibor is not an individual, it transcends individuals, and therefore they have a special karban when they sin by accident. And the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is not a normal individual, he's transformed, he has a different status, which is manifest in many different ways, in terms of his limitations, who he can marry, Kedusha, etc. Ma Tzibor Ein Chayavin, so just like the people are only liable with a mistaken psak and mistaken action, Av Mashiach lo yechayav ella al helam davarim shigigat maaseh. So too.
This is why you need this dimyon to the tzibor. Isn't there an explicit sukkah about the Kohen Mashiach that if you make
good? But the question is, what type of mistake is it? I assume that it's doing two things. One is figuring out what type of mistake, and the other is, as I said, right, you have these two extremes, right? You have the Paralam Devashal Tzibor, where Psak is clearly central, and you have the Karban Nasi, which in Chazal's mind has nothing to do with Psak, simply has to do with the fact that that the Melech, when he sins, his sin is more egregious in a certain sense. Which again, makes sense. Right? The Melech, what's the one thing we really know about the Melech? What's his job? You know, based on Chumash, we don't know. Right? In Chumash, we don't know what the king is supposed to do. The only thing we know he's supposed to do is to have two Sifrei Torah and make sure that he isn't arrogant and doesn't sin. Right? Like, that's literally his job, is to be from.
But we learn it from Shmuel.
Correct, but I'm saying in Chumash, you know, there is a certain logic to saying that there's a special karban if the king sins, because what do we know about the king? His number one job is to not sin. Right? That's like ABCs. His powers are articulated more explicitly in Shmuel. But where does the Kohen Gadol fall? Because again, you know, he is this in-between person. And I think the Gemara is both trying to figure out the halacha and conceptualize and contextualize the halacha. So the Gemara says, well, on the one hand, you might need psak plus action because in a certain sense, he's like the people. But then the Gemara says, really? Uklachla derech zo. But I could also hear the opposite logic, which is, Nasi mutami klal yachid. The king is also a unique person, which are with a different chalos. Now, by the way, the easiest place to look at this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are three ktarim, right? There are three crowns that the Jews have. Keter kohuna, keter malchut, and keter Torah. And as the Rav argues, every time you talk about a keter, you're talking about someone who has a different chalos as a person, right? It's not just that he has certain roles, but he's actually elevated in terms of his personal identity. The Kohen and the Melech are two of them. Now the third one, Torah, is going to become important because once we've established the uniqueness of the Tzibor and the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi, not surprisingly, the Mishnah is going to some way going to have to conceptualize the role of the Keter Torah, and that's why the last Mishnah on the Masechta, which we won't get to for a little bit, but the last Mishnah on the Masechta is the Mishnah of Mamzer Tamid Chacham Kodem Le Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So there is that implication that as much as the status changes the Kohen Gadol, Torah transforms even more. So the Gemara says, okay, but we compare him as well to the Melech. And the Melech is not the Yachid. Uman Nasi, maybe Bishigat Maaseh below Helam Davar. And the king, his karban has nothing to do with Psak. It has to do with simply sinning with his chalos as being king. Av Mashiach, maybe Bishigat Maaseh below Helam Davar. So you should say that the Kohen Gadol as well brings his unique karban, whether or not you have a mistaken Psak. So the Gemara says, Nir Lami Domeh, who's he more like? Tzibor Bipar.
Yeah, where are we? What line are we on roughly?
So now we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines? 9 lines? Lami Dome. So who is he more like? Tzibor Bipar, Ve'en Mevi'en Ashram Talui. The first point is that the Am brings a par, and the Kohen brings a par, as opposed to the Nasi, the king, who brings a Sa'ir. The second thing is that he can't bring an Asham Talui. A Tzibor never brings an Asham Talui. And there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv that tells you that the same thing is true of the Kohen Gadol. That's what Rashi tells you, that the Gemara will later establish this rule. So hold on and how we establish it. Ma tzibur eino chayev el al helam davar im shigiyat maaseh. So therefore he should be like the Am, that you need a mistaken psak and a mistaken action. Av mashiach li chayev el al helam davar im shigiyat maaseh. So the Kohen Gadol as well will only be chayiv with a mistaken psak and a mistaken action. The Gemara says, Oklachel derech zo, but there's another logic here which would make him more like the king than the Am, which is, Nasi mevi si'ira b'avodu kachavim, when it comes to avodah zarah, so then both the Nasi and the Kohen bring a female goat, umevi asham vadai, and they bring, not an Asham Talui, but they bring in Asham Vadai. Right, so if you remember, there are five Asham Vadais, maybe you don't remember. In addition to Asham Talui, which is the sin, the suffix sin offering, there are five sins for which you bring in Asham, but it's actually an Asham Vadai. It's sort of like a Chatas, right? So if you sleep with a Shiv Harufa, right? Things like that, right? It's a Mishnah and Ezu Mekoman. There are five Asham Vadas. I think it's this week's Parsha. I think the Asham Vadas are this week's Parsha. It's either this week's Parsha or next week's Parsha, which are overlap a lot. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think. And only individuals can bring an Asham Vadai, but not an Am. So Ma Nasi maybe Vishigit Maaseh, Av Mashiach maybe Vishigit Maaseh. So then you would say, maybe he's like the Melech, and he's more similar to the Melech, so he brings a unique karban for sinning without Psak. Talmud Lomar Lashmana Am. So Gemara says, that's why you need the Pasuk. Hare hu Mashiach ketzibor, matzibor enu mevi elal helam davar im shigigat maaseh. Av Mashiach enu mevi elal helam davar im shigigat maaseh. Now it could also be Now, you could derive different things from this. You could say that from here you learn that the Kohen is really a regular person. He just has certain added status, so he is more like the regular people than the Melech. Or you could say that this points to the extent to which the Kohen Gadol represents the people. Right? There could be all type of conceptual bases for this comparison, but anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Eima matzibur horev asu achrav behorato chayavin av mashiach kishahorav asu achrav behorato yehe chayav. Talmud lomar v'ikriv al chatato asher chata amasher chata hu mevi mevi amasher chatu achirim. Said, okay, but once you do that, and once you establish that he has a special role in Psak, so maybe you would think that if the Kohen Gadol paskins incorrectly, that he'll bring a karban when people follow his Psak, just like the Bez Din. So therefore we say, no, he's this weird hybrid. He's not quite as much a posek behagdara as the Beit Din, and therefore he isn't liable for making them make a mistake, but he is, in a certain sense, like the Mela, he is enough like the Bez Din that his Psak is important for his sin, but he's also like a regular person, and therefore it's somewhere in between. He needs to paskin for himself and follow that action, and that's the compromised position that we have for Kohen Gadol. Amar Mar Mashiach Bepar Vein Mevi Ashram Talui Minale. How do you know Minale Dein Mevi Ashram Talui? How do you know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring in Ashram Talui? Dichtiv Vichiper Lava Kohen Ashigato Asher Chata Asher Shagag. The Kohen will atone for the person who made a mistake, and the Gemara darshens the pasuk as follows: Mishechatato v'shigigato shaveh. You only bring an asham for the person whose chatat is equivalent to a normal chatat. One whose all of his chataim, all his accidental sins are equivalent, which is not true of the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol has one karban if he just sins normally, like an individual, and he brings a totally different karban if he sins on the basis of his psak. And therefore, all of his chatot are not the same, and therefore he is excluded from asham. Yatza Mashiach Shein Gadol v'chatato shaved, dechtiv lashmana am, harehu Mashiach kitzibur, Lashmar Ha'am, Al Karach Luka Amrle Al Asham Kidei Nizba. So that was the first attempt of the Gemara to explain the drasha. Right, is that his chatos are not equivalent. But then the Gemara makes another attempt at it, and says as follows. So Rashi says, the problem is, Kolomar milashmana am ka'amar denafkale. You said that the real drasha is from Lashmana am. Dein chatato shigato shaved the Mashiach ketzibor. Vaakati lo kamalei hekesh lashmara am dadain lo humar lashmara am bimkomo. But we haven't taught that halacha yet of the sin of the people. The haka amar af al gav dilu lo nemar lashmara am yicholon lo mod min hadin the Mashiach tzarech helam davar im shigat maaseh bitzibor. The ka amar lemi nire. So we say, which is this more similar to? Lemi domet tzibur bepar ve'in mashem talui Mashiach bepar ve'in mavi yashem talui binyan zehu dom Mashiach letzibur aval gav dilo nemar lashmaram v'och gomar din lashmaram nafkal din Mashiach ein chatov shegado shabbat ein mavi yashem talui v'lo b'loshmad who done v'lo made. Right, he says the problem is that there seems to be a certain circularity here, which is that we learn this halacha from, right, we only learn the halacha that he needs psak in order to be chayev from the Am. But until you establish that, we don't know the we just don't know the rule itself. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not really from this verse. The Tana was just saying that the Kohen Gadol does not bring the Ashem Talui, and then it quotes the Pasuk, from which it proves the halacha that a Kohen Gadol needs Psak. So he said the way it works really is that he started with the halacha of the Ashem Talui for no reason. Right, so basically what he's saying is, look, you're right, there is a certain circularity here, that we only know that his carbon is different to exempt him from the Asham. Okay, you know what, that was not clear. Let me try that one more time. The circularity goes as follows. We say that he doesn't have an Asham Talui. Why? Because we know that he brings two different types of Chataot. One, if he makes a mistake in Psak, and one, if he doesn't. That difference generates him not bringing the Asham. But if you remember, earlier the Gemara said, why do we compare him to the Tzibor rather than to the Melech? Because he doesn't bring an Asham. But we only know that he doesn't bring the Asham because we compared him to the Tzibor, which tells us that he brings two different karbanot for different types of chayt, which teaches us he doesn't bring the Asham. So this is a complete circle. So the Gemara answers, you're right, forget it. That's not the real reason. The real reason is the Pasuk. Once we know, based on the Pasuk, that he's like the people, then post facto we show that he also happens to be more similar to the Am. But the real reason has to be the Pasuk, because otherwise you're in an endless loop. Okay, is that more clear? Clearer? Right? Meaning the halacha that he doesn't bring, right? The halacha that he doesn't bring in Asham is dependent on him being like the Tzibor and not like the Melech, and therefore having two different types of chataos that he could bring. But we only compared him to the Tzibor because he was more like the Tzibor because he, like they, don't bring an Asham. But we only know he doesn't bring an Asham because he has unique chatas. So you can't have one without the other, and that's why the Gemara says, you're right. The real proof is the Pasuk. Once we have the Pasuk, we know the Halacha, so Mimelo, we can see that he's more like the Am than he is like the Melech. Okay, new Mishnah. Haru bifnei atzmo, v'asa bifnei atzmo, mitkaper lo bifnei atzmo. He paskin by himself, he acted by himself, he gets kapara by himself. Haru emet tzibor, v'hasa emet tzibor, mitkaper lo emet tzibor. But if he was part of the parhelem devar shell Tzibor, Kegner got kicked out. Okay. But if he didn't paskin himself, meaning he followed Beit Din. So then, in that case, he goes with the Tzibor. She'ein Beit Din chayavin at sheyoru levatel miktat l'kayim miktat v'chein Mashiach v'lo bavod kochem at sheyoru levatel miktat l'kayim miktat. And that rule that we learned about the Parham Dar Shal Tzibor, that you need to paskin partially, you need to paskin to make a partial mistake and not uproot an entire category of halacha, because then it's a non-psak rather than a mistaken psak. The same thing is true of the Kohen Gadol. So we know immediately. How do we know this? Ditana Rabbanan, because we say, Hora imat tzibor vasa imat tzibor, yochel yavi par la'atzmo. You might think that if he follows the Beit Din, so he still brings his own karban. V'dinu. And it would make sense. Why? Because Nasi mutza michal yachid, and Mashiach mutza michal yachid. The king and the Kohen Gadol are not like the individual. Ma nasi chata bifnei atzmo, maybe bifnei atzmo. The king always brings a unique karban. He stands alone. If he sinned by himself, he sinned, then he brings his own karban. But chata imat tzibor mitkaper lo imat tzibor. But if he sins with the tzibor, he brings the karban with the tzibor. So too, af Mashiach, chata bifnei atzmo, maybe bifnei atzmo, chata imat tzibor mitkaper lo imat tzibor. The Gemara said that doesn't prove it, because lo imamarta benasi shein mitkaper lo imat tzibor biyoma kipurim. But there's one case in which the Kohen Gadol is less able to get kapara with the people than the melech, and that is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there is no special carbon for the king, but there is a special carbon for the Kohen Gadol. So you see that sometimes the Kohen Gadol stands by himself for kapara, so maybe the same thing would be true even if he followed the psak of Beit Din, that he would have to bring his own carbon. Tovar b'mashiach shein mitkaper lo matzibur yom kippurim. Oh, v'ein mitkaper lo matzibur yom kippurim.
Before he can be mitkaper for anybody else. Surely.
That's the logic of the Gemara in Yoma. Thank you. What you said is the Gemara in Yoma, but the reality in the end of the day is that he doesn't get kapara with the Am. He needs to get it in advance. You're right. The Gemara's logic is because you have to be innocent before you can be mechaper for other people. Me'achuz brach shekivanta. It's Gemara in the third parak of Yoma. Yachol yavi parlas. So you might think he brings his own paratam. Malomar chatzato asher chata. On his sin that he sins are ketzar. What does that mean? Chata bifnei atzmo, mevi bifnei atzmo. If he sins by himself, so then in a chanami he brings his own. But chata matzimor bitkaper lo im atzibor. So hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema duhu mufla veheinena muflaim. Pshita de mitkaper lo bifnei atzmo. If he is a bigger expert than them, so then he doesn't bring a carbon. Because as we already said, if Beis Din doesn't bring in the biggest available expert, their psak doesn't count for anything because they had something they could have done to make their psak better. So that can't be the case. And therefore, not only does he have to bring his own carbon, everyone has to bring their own carbon, because it's not a case of paralam davar shel tzibur. And if they're experts and he's not, if he's not a posek, then his psak doesn't count for anything, so he can't do it. So let's just finish up to the two dots. Amar Rav Papa Kagon Jahayu Muflin Shnehem. It's where they're both experts. And Savar Abayi Lameimar Chata Bifnei Atzmo Ba'asma Bifnei Atzmo Hechi Dami. So what's the case where he sins by himself and acts by himself? Diyasvei V'Shnei Mikomos. It's where they're in two different places. Because Moru betray Isure, and they paskim at two different Isurim. So Abayi says, in that case, that's when we say you bring different karbanot. You both are allowed to paskin, the Beis Din and the Kohen Gadol, and you paskin on different things and make different mistakes. Amrle Rava Atu Shnei Mekomot Garmin. What is this two places? What does places have to do with anything? Ella Fil Yaz Bechad Makom. Even if they're in one place. But the issue isn't the place. The issue is simply, the Chev and the Kamori betray Yisurei Chet Bifnei Atzmahu. Since they paskin on different Yisurim, so that's why the Kohen Gadol has one chet which he's chayev for, and the Beis Din has another one for which the am is going to be chayev, the par halam davar shel tzibur. Okay, we'll pick up here tomorrow.